For the past 13 years, the University of Wisconsin-Madison Law School has held a lecture series in honor of former Democratic U.S. Representative Bob Kastenmeier. When it all got started, Kastenmeier had just wrapped up a 32-year congressional career. During that time, he oversaw major changes to copyright law, not to mention the short-lived Nixon impeachment process. In 1992, Nixon Supreme Court appointee William Rehnquist came to honor Kastenmeier as his first lecturer. Kastenmeier says Rehnquist's visit gave the law school's lecture series instant legitimacy.
Now, each year we've had different programs, and many of them have been represented by people somewhat more politically attuned with me than the Chief Justice. But I thought it was important in terms of a learning experience, but not just for the law students, but others, you know, who value justice in this country and how it's conducted.
Rehnquist's speech that day stayed away from the hot issues before the court. He was talking instead about how the legal system was burdening federal courts with heavier caseloads.
The federalization of crimes has had enormous political appeal over the past decade, and hardly a congressional session goes by without an attempt, and usually a successful attempt, to add new sections to the federal criminal code.
But from the outside, the crowd could hear shouts and whistles from abortion rights supporters who were there to protest Rehnquist's visit. Among them was Heidi Cryer, who said she was afraid the Rehnquist High Court would overturn the landmark abortion rights case, Roe v. Wade.
You know, even if he's not going to listen to us, it's important to state our opinion, you know, in as vocal a way as we can, and, you know, to sort of show that we really are angry, you know, at our rights being taken away.
Washington, D.C. Attorney Mike Remington was in Madison at the time, helping to organize Rehnquist's visit. He says he was a little perplexed by the protesters. Some in the crowd had supported and even worked for Kastenmeier. Remington says the Chief Justice took it in stride.
He had a wonderful sense of humor, and I believe he said something along the lines of, well, I guess I'm in Madison.
Kastenmeier says he was always able to work with Rehnquist. He considered him a friend, and on occasion a tennis partner. He says they got along in a way that's not common in government today.
Partly because you took the position that whatever you may feel differently about a particular issue or a series of issues, nonetheless, what we were working on was the court system, the Supreme Court system, and here we had a commonality of interest.
Rehnquist died Saturday at age 80 after a battle with thyroid cancer. He'll be laid to rest this afternoon. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.